This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome
back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here for another hour to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with John in regards to a number of things. But as we were going out into that break, we were talking about aerating the lawn. Now, couple things. One, you're going to be able to tell from that soil test that you're having done, John, a little bit if it really needs to be aerated. What aeration does, it helps alleviate some of the soil compaction. Areas that are very hard, areas that might have moss or clay. So it allows, what it does is it basically puts holes in the soil, allows air, water, and nutrients really to penetrate the root system a little bit easier. It's going to, it's actually going to help produce like stronger development of the roots because the airflow will be able to happen for the lawn itself. So it is pretty necessary if you're having some of the other issues, example like moss or lots of weeds. So that could be a lot to do with it.
Now, if in reseeding, I think Paul said use a Reniseed slitter, which there is one available locally. Would that do the same as the aerating?
Yeah, so I'd rather you do that seed slicing over the aerating on this. You're putting the seeds... You're going to put the seeds right into the ground and get it in there. You're going to move things around a little bit as you do it. So I think that would be one to do instead of doing both.
If you're going to put the seeds in with the seed slitter, you do not need to aerate.
Yeah, so a lot of it... It's taking the soil and putting the seed. It's right on the surface, so it's aerating the top of it a little bit, but it's getting the seeds right into the soil and a little bit deeper than right at the then. Whereas the aeration is going a little bit deeper than that, where when you're just seeding, the seed just sits on the surface versus being into the ground a little bit.
Well, the seed splitter puts it into the ground.
Yep.
But with the aeration, would it be better to aerate and then use the seed splitter over the top?
So what I would need you to look at too is see, is there a lot of thatch in the lawn? So thatch is that lower part of the grass that sometimes you'll see as brown. But if you were to cut a section out where the green, where the grass blade actually hits the soil, right below there, it's kind of got little like brownish areas. That's what the thatch is. So what this does, a slit cedar, what it does is it plants the grass seed, but it also helps dethatch, which is also kind of aerating a little bit. You know, you could do both for that, because what they do is, you know, the aerator will pull the plugs of soil out and leave them on the ground. When you slice it, it's going to push those back in, but what it's going to do with some of those holes, it might push them together a little bit. So, I mean, you can do a combination of both. So, you know, it would depend on what's going on with the soil, and I think you're going to get part of that from the soil sample. So if you're finding that your soil is very compact soil, and there's not a lot of grass growing because of it, then I would look to do aerating, then slit seeding. If it's not very compact, then I would just do the slit seeding. So it would depend on what you have for a soil, you know, what's really there, for soil. Is it clay filled or is it sandy? If it's clay filled, you're probably going to want to aerate and then do the split seeding.
I think there's in some parts, I think there's a clay layer, a hard clay layer, but it's down below the shovel. You know, where when I put the shovel in, take seed samples. I did not run into that. I run into that more up near the house where the gardens are. That there's probably, you know, topsoil on top, but down below there's a very hard clay layer. So I'm not sure. You know, I don't know if they brought in soil when they did this or if it's the regular soil. Some of it's going to be fairly acidic because of the large number of pine trees. It's mixed hardwood, oak, and pine trees. So I don't think clay is going to be a problem. It may be more. I'm not sure if it's I don't think there's that much sand in that area either.
So what I would look for you to do then is just do the split seeding, and what you can do for those areas to help break up anything that's a little bit lower than the shovel layer is there's a couple products out there. One from Natural Alternatives called Sulfur. This sulfur will do a couple things. It'll help break up compact areas that have some issues with it, in some areas that might have moss, etc. But what it also does is it releases trapped nutrients that are in the soil on those compacted areas that might be in the lower areas, like in that clay that's a little bit deeper. So that would be something to look at. The other product, if you were to go to a garden center, you could get it from a Jonathan Green called Love Your Soil. It's the same product. It just it works the same. That helps break up the soil, but it also helps with those trapped nutrients and build them up that way. So instead of having to rent an aerator, then rent a slit seeder, you could put this product down and slit seed and not have to have as many things going over the lawn and walking over it as much, because that helps with compaction as well, just the constant walking with the machine. So that's kind of how I would look at it.
Okay, you say bonide sulfur. That sulfur is an elemental sulfur?
Yeah, so the product would be from Natural Alternative. It's called Sulfur. So the company Natural Alternative, their website is just naturalalternative.com. You can purchase sulfur from there to do that. Or if you wanted to go to a local garden center, you could go to anything that has like a crabgrass that has Jonathan Green, which would be Love Your Soil. And they're both pretty much the same identical thing.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. You still like the Pearl's Premium grass seed?
The Pearl's Premium's okay. It does take some work to it at the beginning. I've almost looked at it, and one that's been around for years, and I always go back to it, would be the Black Beauty grass seed from Jonathan Green. It's just, it's got deep root systems and will help with that drought tolerant as well. And it's a little bit more of the natural look. So the thing with Pearls Premium is you kind of don't mow it. You don't do all these extra things, but the grass still grows, but it kind of leans over and it gets, it'll be thick that way. They've made some newer versions in all of the different brands that will have something like that. You're looking for chewing fescues. Those are the ones that will grow wide in there. And some of those are in those Jonathan Green products or the Boneyed grass seeds. Really up to you, but one of my favorite all time would be the Black Beauty. That's just one that has such a deep root system, and it helps with drought tolerant long term.
Okay. Very good. I think that covers everything. Oh, the... it's best to seed in the, and I guess in the spring or in the fall. Is this, I don't know if I'm going to have time to get to it this spring. What is the time frame for spring seeding and the time frame for fall seeding?
Well, so they say fall is the best. You can do it in the spring as well. What they don't tell you is you can actually seed any time of year as long as you take care of it when it comes to watering. You know, it's probably not ideal in July, you know, when it's really hot, but you can do it any time of the year. So if you were going to do spring season, you could go all the way to the end of May, maybe into the beginning of June a bit until, you know, spring is over. For fall seeding, you could start at the end of August and not have an issue there.
Okay, fall's better than spring.
Fall is better than the spring, but to be honest with you, if you don't do anything early, the weeds are just going to develop and you're just going to have to keep killing the weeds. So that's why I like to put seed down at any time.
Okay. Very good.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much for all your
Thanks,
help.
Thanks, John. Have a great one. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Boneyed Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Boneyed Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. I do believe we have some more calls on the line. Nathan, we got some more calls?
Yep. Linda's in South Yarmouth.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a couple questions. We have a very large red maple tree in our front yard, and it used to have the lawn going up to the trunk. And about 7 years ago, we took and removed the lawn around the trunk of the tree and mulched it. But now I've noticed that the roots of the tree are coming above the surface. Should we be concerned with that, or should we just mulch it more? Or
so the roots on the upper part of the surface is not a bad thing. What it's doing is the roots come up there. It actually allows them to breathe a little bit, get some of the air flow to it. Honestly, it's not a bad thing for that to happen. Are you... how much of the root system would you say is exposed on the top there?
There's several roots that are about maybe 3 feet long that we can see.
Okay. And now are they close to, they come right from the main trunk? Are you seeing them like almost like a root flare?
They're probably a couple feet from the main trunk.
Okay. So... what I would do in that case, if they're not right from the edge, you could mulch them to just help protect them and keep some of the moisture into it so they don't dry up as easily.
Okay.
That wouldn't be a bad thing to do. But at the same time, you know, it is a natural process for the tree to develop its roots to come out a little bit there.
Okay.
So I don't see it as a horrible thing by any means. The one thing... and I'd worry about is if it was in the lawn, if it was in an area where it's going to be mowed.
Okay.
That's where I would start to get concerned and not want to run it over with the, like, the mower.
Okay.
Because that can do a little bit more damage. Whereas okay. if it's just in that bed that you have exposed and you've mulched, then you should be fine.
Okay. All right. And I have another question. We have a mountain laurel that's got, like, leaf spots all over it. Is that okay. a fungus or...?
It most likely is. Usually that's what would happen to it. One of the things you can do to take a look at it, there are some fungicides out there, some organic fungicides. Copper fungicide's one of them that you could definitely spray on the plant if you're worried about it spreading.
Okay.
What you can also do is help thin out the plant a little bit. Taking some of the heavy areas that are really full of leaves and branching and kind of allow some of the airflow to go through a little bit. What that does is that helps with the development. So the air will go through so it can develop the new leaves, but it's what happens is the water sits in the area of the leaves. So it sits okay. in there. And when it gets warm out, it creates that fungus on the leaves. So that could be okay. part of what's going on.
So it's not real thick. It's because it just doesn't look like it's flourishing. So I was wondering if it could be in too much shade. It's in a lot of shade.
When you say too much shade, how much is how?
It probably gets hardly any sun. I don't know. It's got a lot of big oak trees above it.
Okay, that could be a lot of the reason as well because of the okay. shade. So what's happening is when it does get watered or wet, the moisture never has time to leave
yep.
the area because it's so shady. And so that's creating the fungus on the leaves that way. So that's probably part of it. If you can relocate it, maybe get a little bit more sun for it. Try to get like four to 6 hours of sun for it just to try and help rejuvenate it a little bit. It would depend on the variety to tell me exactly how much sun it would need. But if it's getting little to no sun, that's probably why you're seeing the fungus on it and not a lot of growth.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much.
All right, Linda, you have a great one and good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break and we'll be back in a few here to answer more of your gardening questions and help you out with what you can be doing in your lawn now. See you in a couple.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Preghiamo oggi in questa messa per tutte le persone che soffrono la tristezza.
Pope Francis at the Vatican hours ago delivering a Sunday prayer for those impacted by coronavirus. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., 3 states are letting some businesses reopen despite the continued outbreak. Georgia, Oklahoma, and Alaska. The workers and patrons are being told they must follow social distancing guidelines. North Carolina is joining a long list of states keeping schools closed for the rest of the school year. Governor Roy Cooper extended extending a stay-at-home order until the 8th of May, saying that the state needs more testing before he can fully lift restrictions. The White House is reportedly considering replacing Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar after criticism over the early federal government response to the outbreak. This is USA Radio News. Millions of Americans who don't have a direct deposit system set up with the federal government say they're still waiting for their coronavirus relief checks to arrive in the mail. IRS officials say they have sent out over 88 million of those checks, worth nearly $158 billion, Congress approving them to help keep the economy afloat during the pandemic. Touching your face, we're not supposed to do it, but it turns out people tend to do it 16 times an hour, according to John Clemens.
Touching your face that often can increase the odds of spreading the germs between frequent hand washing. Rick Haller at Welco Incorporated is an infectious disease expert.
Washing your hands is to get the junk off your hands because you're going to touch your face. You're going to wipe your eyes. There are mucous membranes there at your tear duct where you're often you might scratch. And so you might self-inoculate or, you know, self-infect.
USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Got a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right to them. Nathan, who's up next?
Liz is in Cape Cod.
Liz, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Hi, good morning. How can we help you?
Good morning. I would like to plant a fig tree. I did have one about 6 years ago, and I left it outside, and I maybe got a total of 12 to 18 figs 1 year. But it finally died, and so I decided to try the method of bringing it in the house for the winter. And I just wondered which ones you would recommend.
The varieties of fig tree?
Yes. I think I used a brown turkey.
That's one of the ones in this area that does well, survives well. That's the one that I've seen the most. There's one...
I think there's another one that does well, but I can't
think of the name. There's the brown turkey is definitely the one that I've seen the most in here. I can see it too. But the brown turkey is the most popular in the area that I have seen and seen people with the most success for it.
So if you're going to bring it in the winter, in the spring, do you take it out of the pot and put it in the ground, or put the whole pot in the ground, or
so,
on top of the ground?
So I've seen both, to be honest with you. I've seen where people will leave it in the pot and bring it indoors to make it so they have that indoors to protect it during the winter. So it's easy. A lot of people will put it on, like, rollers. They have, like, those...
Yes.
The saucers with wheels, that you could bring it right into the garage. Other people will actually just plant the whole tree into the ground, laying it down and covering it with like leaves and compost for the winter. So that's like, that's an extreme way. I would definitely, you could go either way. It's really what you feel the most comfortable with. If you want to plant it, just realize you're going to disturb the roots a little bit more than you would if it was in the pot to bring it in. Because when you're digging it up, you're going to cut some of those roots that might have gone wide versus in a pot, the roots are contained. Does that make sense?
Well, yes, it does. But I did, with my other one, I put a fence around it and I covered it with leaves and that sort of thing for the winter. And I read someplace where some people kind of fold it over and put it in the garage, but I just can't understand if I put it in the ground in the pot or if the pot sits on top of the ground.
So, again, I've always seen it as it's sitting above the ground and just being out in the yard that way. Because what happens is, say you put the pot into the ground, the pot has holes on the bottom, so the roots there are going to start to develop into the soil out into the ground itself. And so when you pull that out, what's happening is you're ripping those roots, and you're giving it like that little transplant shock. Whereas if it's in the pot above ground and you move it indoors and out, those roots aren't being ripped from the ground, even though some of them might be exposed. It's not gonna shock them as much.
Okay. And how do you prune it, or do you prune it?
So you do prune figs here and there. It's not one that you have to, constantly prune to keep it in its shape. It kind of the earlier on in life for the fig, you don't have to prune it as often. When it gets bigger, and it maybe if it's starting to get too big for you, you can prune some of the, you start by pruning some of the dead out first, some of the branches that are cross branches, some of the you basically will look at it. You don't want to cut every single branch. It's not like you would shape it in like a ball form. You would look at lateral branches to cut on the plant. So say there was a branching of three branches, and two out of the three were lateral. The two that are lateral, you would cut and leave the other one.
Right.
Any sucker growth, or like the water sprout, those sucker growths are the one that just grows straight up and down. Getting rid of those. And then looking at a couple things. One where you might have like a weak shaped crotch on the tree itself where it's V'd off and one might be leaning over a little bit more. Is that one that you might need to cut down? You would just check on the tree itself that way, see if you feel like it's going to be stable. If there is a double leader at the top, sometimes it's cutting those, so you only have one leader versus having two, where that could lead into a weak the crotch as well on the branching.
Okay. Well, thank you.
So I'm gonna have to research the other variety because I know there's the brown turkey fig, the turkey fig, and then the brown turkey fig. But I can't think of the other one, and I can see the picture of it. I can't think of the name, and I apologize for that. But I know the turkey fig is very popular and does really well in this area. There's only a few that do well to overwinter in our area.
But you don't know the others.
I know the brown turkey fig. I can't think of the other fig. It'll come to me. What I'll do when I go to break in a couple minutes here, I'll be able to look up the fig tree varieties, and I'll know when I see it. Which one it is. I apologize. I'm trying to think at the same time here. I want to say there's like another, maybe it's a Brunswick variety. I think that could be it. I believe it started with a B, so that could be the one I'm thinking of.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. I'll keep listening.
All right, Liz, thank you for the call, and good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, who's up next?
Julie's in Pituit.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. I have three questions. You discussed earlier this morning about the bloom boost.
Yep.
And I'm confused. Do you put the bloom boost down when the leaves are just showing? I have small two-year-old hydrangea that have not bloomed very much, maybe three or four blooms last year. And they had that brown spot blight, whatever it is, on them. So I'd like to get more blooms. And then you mentioned that when they bloom, to put down another type of bloom boost, a stronger one.
Yeah, so what I'd like to see you do is to start with the hydrangeas, use superphosphate now, okay? So superphosphate is that heavy middle number. When it starts to have any blossoms, that's when you would use the liquid form of a bloom booster because it's quicker and active a lot quicker than the granular form. During the season, you could also look at using like a 10-10-10. Fertilizer, that would be one. That's how I would do it personally.
So the superphosphate now, is that a liquid or a granular?
Superphosphate is a granular.
Okay. And is that good for roses as well, the knockouts?
Yeah, you could use it on there, but I would almost look at using the rose tone for that itself instead of using the superphosphate. The rose tone is going to be your best bet for the roses. The superphosphate, the hydrangeas like it, lilacs like it. Anything that's not developing enough shoots and flowers will really like that because that phosphorus that's in the elements helps develop roots, which inevitably will develop the shoots and flowers long term.
I see. So the superphosphate goes in when it's blooming?
So the superphosphate, the granular form, will go in now. Okay, the liquid phosphate that has the heavy middle number will go in when it starts to bloom.
Is there a name for that liquid?
It's a bloom booster. It's a wettable powder. Scott's has it in their bloom booster. It's what it's called, is bloom booster. It's a wettable powder, so it's like Miracle-Gro. You mix in like a bucket or a watering can and water it in that way. There's also Peter's. The Peter's company has a bloom booster where it has that heavy middle number as well. So I would look at doing either one of those.
And you're suggesting the rose tone versus rose RX?
Well, so the rose tone is going to help. Rose tone is going to help with fertilizer for it. The rose RX is going to help prevent any of the diseases that are on there for the season. So they're going to be two different things. So I would still be using that at the same time. But you wouldn't be using that Rose RX for another few weeks. You want the development on the roses to really start and get growing that way.
Okay. And I also put down that Love Your Soil, which is wonderful. I put that down the end of March. And
okay.
I also put down step one, fertilizer. And I'd like to reseed in some areas. And I know that putting that step one did have weed preventer in it as well. But how long do I have to wait until I can actually reseed a couple of areas?
So usually they say 6 weeks at least. If you're going to put down step two, that actually will say don't seed as well. So, you know, look into what you're doing with it. Maybe it's using just a starter fertilizer when you reseed. So if you put it down in March, we're still looking into beginning of May anyways. We're having really cold nights still, so some of those cold nights will hinder some of the development of the grass seed. And what it'll do, those weak shoots, they might, you know, a frost might hurt it and stunt the growth. So we're still, you still have some time to really be putting the grass seed down in the next few weeks. So waiting is not going to be an issue. It's not going to go, well, we're in New England, so it does go from 30 to 70 in a day, but it's not going to go 30 to like 90 and stay 90 for days. So that's what I mean. You have some time before we get into that hot weather to really reseed to be successful.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And the soil moist, can that go in now or does it go in later?
You could go in now. That's not a problem to do. People love using it in containers, so if you're mixing it into the containers, do it now. But definitely follow the instructions on the package, because more of this product is not a good thing. So just follow the instructions to a T.
I have one more question. I think you're going to break.
Yeah, so hang tight with me. And on the other side of the break, we'll come back with you on it and answer your question, and we'll do what we can to help you out.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, so hang tight. We'll be right back.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of immune booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Thank you. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Julie. She had a few different questions. If you were looking to have another one answered here, and you had started in on it, could you just give us a little more information what you're looking for me to help you with?
Well, I used Magi-Cal, and I love my soil. About 3 weeks ago, the lawn looked great. But I know it's a very tight, packed soil. Can I use that again now?
Yes, you can actually use that in 6-week intervals. So I wouldn't use it now. I'd use it in 3 weeks from now, and then 6 weeks after that. What it does is it helps break up the soil structure underneath, but it also releases, so the Love Your Soil will help release trapped nutrients. And then the Magi-Cal is going to work with it to help bring up the pH, but it's also going to work with those other elements that are in there to help develop it a little bit more.
So every 6 weeks?
Every 6 weeks for three applications. Then from there, you're going to do it twice a year just to keep it the same. It would really depend. The biggest thing would be to look at getting a a soil test at the end of this 3 6-week interval, so in 18 weeks at the end of this, to see where you're at and see if you just need to maintain or if you still need to continue going. It helps your pH develop, and that's going to help the lawn develop a little bit more as well.
Right. And is it NaviCal as well every 6 weeks?
You can, depending upon where your pH is. So if your pH level is still in the high fives or very low sixes, you can use it without an issue. It's just if it's if your pH is like 6.5 or higher, you don't want to use it because you don't need to add any more lime. You're looking to keep it at that. So that would be one where you would start maintaining the soil by using it once a year versus multiple times in a season.
Okay. And can I use Preen in the garden as well as in the walkways and that sort of thing?
So you can use it in the garden as long as it's, you know, the plants that you put in are developed. They're not you know, newly seeded or new seeds.
Yep.
If the plants are developed, you'll be better off that way because it does prevent growth on a lot of a new germinating seed.
Well, I put some annuals in and patience and things like that, along with hydrangeas that are already there and roses.
Yeah, then you would have no problem at all for that to work.
Okay.
That would definitely be fine.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you so much. You're always a help.
No problem, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks,
have a great
Julie.
Day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, before the last break and before we were talking with Julie, I was talking with Liz, and I told her I was going to do a little bit of research, and I did. So one, the brown turkey fig is definitely one of the best, but there's a Chicago hardy fig tree in the that you can get in the area that really does well at the same time. So those two right there are probably some of your best choices when it comes to fig trees in the area. You know, those are two, some of the best. There's one other, it's just like a brown fig. They just call it a brown fig will work. And then there's another one called Floria, F-L-O-R-E-A. That one right there is also extremely cold hardy. So for somebody like Liz, who was in Cape Cod, you know, they're going to get some cold temperatures, but that's definitely going to be one to look at. So you'll look at the Chicago hardy. You can look at the brown turkey fig. You can look at just the brown fig they'll have that I've seen before. Maybe it's just another variety of it, or the Floria variety of the fig tree to get some good growth out of it to overwinter either in the garage or outdoors. Depends on different things. This season, this past winter, could be a reason why that fig tree didn't make it. It was up and down temperature-wise. We need some of that snow cover to really do that. So that could be part of the reason why there was the fig tree perished this past year. But there are people who will bring it indoors and out every year. They'll get a giant pot and put it on casters and bring it indoors and out to really get it going in that, you know, bring it into that garage to keep it for winter. Well, that's going to wrap up the show this week. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. A lot of great questions. I appreciate it. Get out there. Well, it's nice out. Get out there and plant something. Be good to your neighbors and respect each other. We'll see you next week.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.